you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, January 21st. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. LA County Public Health today announced more than 43,000 new COVID-19 cases and another 65 deaths. KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier says the number of Angelenos dying from COVID-19 has doubled in the past week.
The highly transmissible Omicron variant may cause less severe disease on average, but as the surge continues, more people are dying. On Thursday, LA County Health Director Barbara Ferrer reported 102 deaths, the most in one day since last March.
90% of the deaths reported today are among individuals who became ill with COVID after December 24th, indicating the high likelihood of an infection with the Omicron variant.
Ferrer said unvaccinated people are much more likely to die from COVID-19, and Black and Latino residents have the highest death rates, respectively, followed by White and Asian residents who have the lowest. Ferrer expects deaths to increase as they often lag behind cases and hospitalizations during surges. The coronavirus has killed more than 42,000 people in LA County since the pandemic began. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
There is some encouraging news about the Omicron-powered surge of COVID-19 that sent case counts soaring. LA County's COVID-19 positive patient tally is down 22 from yesterday. Riverside County is down 21. And for the second day in a row, the number of COVID-19 positive patients in Orange County hospitals is down by several dozen. The total is now at 1,144. That's down 37 from yesterday after falling by 49 the day before. We'll keep watching those numbers. Now, the Omicron variant's ability to infect people even after they've had two shots of COVID-19 vaccine might have you wondering about something. Let's say you had your booster shot scheduled, but then you got infected before you got it. When you've recovered, when can you get that booster? Well, a KPCC listener called AirTalk today with that very question. She said someone told her 10 days after she'd recovered from COVID-19, then she was told wait 30 days. Christian Choi is a registered nurse and professor of nursing and public health at UCLA. She says wait the 30 days.
And that's because when we do increase the spacing in between doses or in between infection, it just increases the effectiveness of the booster. So I think that waiting that 30 days is probably a good approach. And again, I know this comes up all the time, but I hope that we will have more data to answer these very specific questions about timing as we move forward.
Kristen Choi, she's a registered nurse and professor of nursing and public health at UCLA. She's also one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. 6 years ago, above Porter Ranch, a broken well at the Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Storage Site leaked 109,000 tons of methane and other toxic chemicals over 4 months. Well, many who live nearby say the methane triggered headaches, nausea, other health problems. Some say they're still sick. Dr. Paul Simon, LA County's chief science officer, says County Public Health is now hiring researchers to figure out why.
But I think most importantly, understanding if folks are suffering now with illness, and even if not currently experiencing illness, are there longer-term health risks that may be identified related to the exposures?
LA County will use $21 million of gas company settlement money on the Aliso Canyon study. It's been a few weeks since the boundaries for California's congressional districts were redrawn by the state's Citizen Redistricting Commission. The new lines created competitive House races in places like the new 40th Congressional District that covers northern and eastern Orange County, plus Chino Hills. KPCC's Josie Wong says two of the top candidates in the new 40th are immigrants from Asia.
Republican Congressmember Young Kim has a new Democratic challenger in Asif Mahmood, a doctor who made a 2018 run for state insurance commissioner. Both candidates have spotlighted their immigrant roots. Kim was born in South Korea, Mahmood in Pakistan. Redrawn congressional boundaries led Kim to set her sights on the new district, which includes Yorba Linda and Mission Viejo in Orange County, and Chino Hills and San Bernardino. She's being challenged by two other Republicans in the June primary. Mahmood, the only Democrat so far, has secured endorsements from top brass in his party, including the Attorney General and Lieutenant Governor. I'm Josie Huang.
2 miles of the westbound 91 freeway through Corona were supposed to close overnight this weekend so construction crews could do some work. It's part of the big project to add express lane connectors where the 91 and 15 freeways meet in Corona. Well, today the Riverside County Transportation Commission called off the weekend freeway closure, says Santa Ana winds this weekend will make the work too risky. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.